USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. President Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden said it had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. The Department of Justice calls in new witnesses and revives the investigation into the George Floyd death. Several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury considering more charges. Former cop Derek Chauvin is facing second-degree murder charges in the death, with opening statements in that trial scheduled for March 29th. The Department of Transportation Inspector General has faulted weaknesses in U.S. government certification of the flawed Boeing 737 MAX. Wednesday's 63-page report said the FAA did not have a complete understanding of a Boeing company safety system tied to both crashes. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The definition of domestic terrorism changes with one's political affiliation. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a look into domestic terrorism after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan saying all domestic terrorism must be condemned.
Political violence of any kind is unacceptable, and all of us must never tolerate it. And we must denounce all forms of domestic terrorism.
Jordan accusing the Democrats of hypocrisy.
To discuss one kind of extremism and look the other way on another, as the Democrats are trying to do today and have been doing for almost a year, is frankly dishonest and it's wrong.
Brain Room is reporting the anti-police riots over the summer caused $1 to $2 billion in damage. Capitol riots damage was very minimal. Anti-police riots, 2,037 officers injured. Capitol riots, about 50. There were six times the amount of deaths from anti-police riots. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Spelling Bee is back for 2021. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
Last year's Spelling Bee was canceled because of COVID. The first time since World War II had been called off. This year's Bee will happen in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's usually held at a convention center outside Washington where a larger gathering was not possible. And instead of compressing the entire competition into a week, it's called Bee Week. The Bee will be stretched over several weeks, with the preliminary rounds to be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June 27, and the ESPN televised finals on July 8.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki has more.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published.
Vaccine distribution began in mid-December. Since then, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching about 13.4% of the total U.S. population. That's according to the CDC. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.